Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. In the last decade, dozens of natural gas-fired power plants have popped up in New England, and coal and oil-fired power plants have begun to retire. But natural gas pipelines have not expanded in step with those power plants. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports New Hampshire regulators are grappling with potential solutions, but the one that has floated to the top has pipeline opponents worried.
Two electric utilities, Eversource Energy and National Grid, have teamed up with a pipeline developer, Spectra, to propose an upgrade to a natural gas pipeline that passes through eastern Massachusetts. The project was first announced more than a year ago, but before it can proceed, Eversource needed a question answered by regulators. Legally, can an electric utility buy space on a natural gas pipeline? Lauren Collins, spokesperson for Eversource, says ideally gas-fired power plants would have done this themselves, but they haven't. And as a result, winter electric rates have been crazy in recent years.
Well, it hasn't been happening organically, and it definitely has not been happening at a rate with which we can assure our customers some stability.
The solution the electric utilities have proposed: let us buy space on a pipeline and then sell it to the power plants, thereby ensuring adequate pipeline and low prices. The staff of the state's electricity regulators at the Public Utilities Commission have now weighed in on that proposal.
I think that they're agreeing with us that there needs to be a mechanism in place to make this happen.
The report says as long as the utilities can prove that buying pipeline will actually reduce costs for electricity customers and not stick them with an unused pipeline years down the road, it should be legal.
Color me skeptical.
Dan Dolan, president of the industry group that represents existing power plants, the New England Power Generators Association, points out the problem with this deal is if utilities guess wrong and buy too much space on the pipeline, electric ratepayers would be stuck with the bill.
I think it's enormously difficult to do the type of assessment that the staff report assumes can be done. I simply think it's a bad deal for consumers and something that could end up being very costly and very risky.
Now, you'd be forgiven if you thought this report was exclusively meant to answer this question of whether it's legal for electric utilities to buy space on a natural gas pipeline. It's titled An Investigation into Potential Approaches to Mitigate Wholesale Electricity Prices, but it very quickly became a conversation all about pipelines, much to the dismay of those who don't want to see a pipeline built in southern New Hampshire. Pat Martin, a pipeline opponent from Ringe, was hoping someone would come forward with aggressive energy efficiency plans to reduce demands on the pipelines that already exist. But she says building new infrastructure is what utilities are comfortable with.
It's what they're used to. It's how the industry has functioned.
Martin says the utilities have had an open invitation from the PUC on how to restructure their business into something that would get serious about efficiency and other demand-side responses to supply-side problems.
We need you to change. Tell us how we can help you change so that you still make money, but we use less energy and we use more renewable energy. They have not acted on that. It's just dead in the water at this point.
But the pipeline developers and their allies contend that if you look at the trends in the region, it's undeniable that some new pipeline needs to be built. Not only are coal and oil plants retiring, but as more renewable energy comes online, the plants that remain need to be able to fire up and shut down very quickly to balance out the wind and the sun, just like gas-fired plants. Anthony Buxton is with the Coalition to Lower Energy Costs, a pro-development group that gets some of its money from pipeline developer Kinder Morgan.
In an ideal world, what we'll do is we'll have enough gas pipeline capacity to fuel our existing gas-fired power plants. And then we'll keep building renewables in the form of solar and wind, demand response, efficiency, and build it and build it and build it over time. And we will eventually come to the point where we minimize the reliance on gas infrastructure.
But before Eversource can go ahead and start asking for competitive bids for pipeline space, the public utility commissioners still need to weigh in. And should they sign on, the Spectra project wouldn't be the only one bidding. The controversial Kinder Morgan project in southern New Hampshire likely would be in the game, too. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.